Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
You're eating one of the tacos. So what did they give me? How many tacos did they give me? Did they give me six tacos? Well, they charged me for six, because they should have been $5.16. They want to charge me $1.70. Did they give me my soda? How much was the soda? The soda was like $2.19. And I got french fries, and I got a drink, right? $5.02.19 is $7.19, so they should have given me $3 and a whole bunch of change, because you gave them $11. Yeah, something like that. I didn't count it. You had wrapped it up. Oh, three soft tacos, that's good. That's good. Okay. Well, he must have looked back here and saw I was a handsome black guy.
you. Don't believe in a girl like me. Honey, she's the one for you to be with. But when I'm caught all alone, I start testing. It's a state of depression. And then the thunder clouds of doubt move in. I begin to wonder, do you still love me? But after that, my whole world is beautiful.
Jumped on a train and we ended up at the Prado Museum. And we were going around, and my teacher was walking around pointing all the paintings out, and he kept walking. And I said, wait a minute, I want to stop and look at these paintings. And my teacher told me, he said, all right, meet us outside at 4:45, and we'll be outside waiting on you. So I said, okay, and started walking around by myself in the museum. So at 4:45, I walked out to the front door to wait on my tour group to come out. And I saw everybody come out the museum, and then I saw the guards close and lock the front door. And I said, oh, shit. Lost. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps. And from beanies to hoodies, yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. It's coming, and it will be here. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're coming up on our 400th radio show, and we're going to have a 400th show celebration. That's 2 years on the radio, so it's going to be an outstanding day where we'll have a lot of entertainment on the radio. We're going to play a lot of music, and we'll have a lot of comedy shorts, and we'll have some stories. Oh, it'll be a great day. So, tune in to our 400th radio show, which will be May 28th, 3 to 5 p.m., Vegas time. see you on the 400th radio show.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
And then the next time we performed, I came out with my cape wrapped around me, and they got some girls sitting in the back of the auditorium, and they got money they're holding over their girlfriend's head. So I go to her, and I put my foot up on her chair, and I wrap my cape around her so that nobody can see her. And I'm playing it to the audience like, oh, my God. And I'm just loving this. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And I'm playing to the crowd. And this girl reaches in and grabs my dick and my nuts. And she pulls my dick out of my G-string and starts sucking on it.
was homeless, and I was going all over Las Vegas trying to find places to live, trying to find apartments that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I'd go out during the daytime, and I'd walk around the city, and I'd go handle my business. I went to the plasma center, and I donated plasma twice a week, and I got $25 each time I went to the plasma center. So you could go twice a week. So I get $50 a week just donating plasma. And then I go around and collect cans, and I did that, and I got $1 a pound. And I used to do this every day, all day long. You could always get money. So it was like cash and carry.
Happy Memorial Day. It's Memorial Day, people. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? We are celebrating Memorial Day. That's right. We are having a celebration on the radio. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So this is the best radio show on the planet. And today we're celebrating Memorial Day. So I want to say thank you to all the fallen soldiers that died for our freedom. The Army, the Air Force, the Navy, the Marines, and the Coast Guard. I want to say thank you for letting us live in the land of the free and the home of the brave. That's where we are in the United States of America. We have fought for the freedom, for the right to be free. And today is the day that we celebrate those that died for our freedom. This is Memorial Day. Yes, it's the day that we give thanks to all of those that gave up their lives for us to have freedom. And we are very happy that they did that for us and our freedom. Now, I want to know, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's about 100 degrees. It's hot. And it's getting warmer every day because we're getting closer to the middle of the summer, and it's getting close to being hot all the time. So now would be a perfect time to come to Vegas, except for we have the virus that's still illuminating all over the country. And in Vegas, is no different. Everything is shut down. The casinos are shut down. The restaurants are shut down. There's no gambling. There's no drinking. There's no entertainment in the casinos. So everything is on pause right now until we can get this epidemic, this pandemic situation under control. So my advice to you is to stay in the house. Lock it down. Stay in there and do something with your kids. Since the kids are out for summer now, you need to have activities for your kids to keep them busy and to keep yourself busy, too, while you're not going to work. You're sitting in the house wondering what to do. Well, I'm G Money, and I'm on the radio, and I'm here to entertain you for the next hour or so. So I have the best radio show on the planet. So sit back, put your feet up, get you a drink, put your head back, and listen to the activities that I'm bringing you today. Because I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. and it's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So everybody should be able to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. All right, I got a point that a situation that I want to inform you about. Last week in Virginia, that's the state of Virginia. They had some people that were riding on the highway, and they were swerving in and out and in and out of traffic like they were running from somebody. And a bag fell out the back of their car. And the car behind them ran over the bag. And so they stopped to see what they had run over. And it was a bag full of money. They found $1 million in cash. Now, I don't know about you, but I would have put some of that money in my pocket. It would have been paid as you go. But they turned around and they tried to catch up with the car that dropped the bag of money. And they caught up with the car and they gave them the money back. So that was a good Samaritan move that they did. But they didn't get anything but a thank you and a pat on the back. And I'm like, man, I would have paid myself before I gave them the money. If they had $1 million in that bag, man, they would have come up with $990,000 because I would have kept $10,000 for my pay. So I don't know. That's the way that went down. But I thought I'd tell you about it. All right. Well, I got a news report for you. Reverend or Dr. Robert E. Fowler, the pastor of Missionary Victory Baptist Church, died last week. And I think he died because of the pandemic virus. I think that's the cause of his death. So he lost his life, and his assistant pastor also lost his life. So two of the pastors from Victory Mission Baptist Church died last week. So I want to give my condolences to the families of both of the pastors that died last week. We know that they've gone to a good place because they were serving God, and He will reward them in heaven. It was just their time to go. I want to give my condolences to both of the families of the pastors. Thank you, Lord, for letting them serve us and being among us to give us the wisdom and the knowledge that they shared with us and the community of Las Vegas and the world that they lived in. Thank you very much. All right, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. This is
He was riding on the freeway, and his telephone rang, and he answered his phone, and it was his wife. And his wife was saying, "I'm looking at the news, and there's a man, somebody driving on the freeway, going the wrong way on the freeway. So be careful, honey. Be very careful while you're driving home." And he said, "Okay, baby." And he looked up and he said, "There's not one car, but there are five 100 cars coming this way. Daddy had a friend that had a big house in South Central L.A., and he went to my dad, who was the city planner in Los Angeles, and asked him how he put a pool in the back of his house. And my daddy gave him the particulars. But, of course, they didn't think my daddy knew what he was talking about because my daddy was black. And so they went to the city hall and went and asked some white people that they saw. And everybody in the office was saying, go see Gerard. Go talk to Mr. Gerard because he's the one in charge of those projects. So they came and they talked to my daddy, and he told them, I told you what to do. I told you how to do it. So now just follow what I told you. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas? It's Memorial Day, and everybody around the world, we're celebrating the people that died for the freedom that we have in the United States of America. Today is the day that we celebrate those that put their lives on the line for us. The Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marine Corps, and the Coast Guard. Yes, they have sacrificed, the ultimate sacrifice. They gave up their life for our freedom. So we live in the land of the free and the home of the brave. So we're celebrating their death on our behalf so that we can live in freedom. All right, want to introduce the guest. He's come into the studio, and he's been a person that I've enjoyed having on my radio show the last couple of weeks, and he's here today. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for G Money, the Pimp Comics. Yeah, thank you very much, G Money. I appreciate the opportunity to work on your radio show. You know, Las Vegas is shut down, so all the casinos are closed, and I can't go to work anywhere. But it's good for me to keep up with my jokes and my storytelling ability. So I'm happy to be here on your radio show and do what I do. So my joke today is, there were two boys that played baseball all the time. When they were in elementary school, they played at the park. And when they went to junior high school, they still played at the park. And then they went to high school, and they played on the high school team. And then they graduated from high school and went to college and played on the college team. So when they graduated from college, they got married, and they were raising their family. But they always went to the home team's baseball games when they were playing at home. So they went to all the games every year at the home stadium. And then one day one of them said, hey, whoever dies first, you need to find a way to come back and let the other person know that they have baseball in heaven. And the other guy looked at him and said, hey, that's a pretty good idea. Okay, let's shake on it. So they shook hands, and they decided that whoever died first would try to come back and tell the other person that there is baseball in heaven, or there isn't baseball in heaven, whichever the case may be. So as they got older and they were living longer, one of them died, and his name was Robert. So John was still alive. And one day, John was sitting up in his house, and it was late at night, and he was trying to, he was trying to get some sleep, but he couldn't sleep. So he woke up, and he was just kind of laying in bed, and he heard some noise in his room. And he asked, he said, Robert, is that you? And Robert said, of course it's me. Who do you think it was coming this time of night to visit you? And he's like, well, Robert, are you coming to give me good news that they have baseball in heaven? And he said, well, I got good news and I got bad news for you. Which do you want first? And John says, well, I'll take the good news first. And he said, okay, yep, they have baseball in heaven. And John was like, all right, well, that's good to know. Now, tell me the bad news. And he said, well, the bad news is you're pitching next week. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, you better ask somebody. And they'll tell you it's so. All right, G Money, thank you for letting me share my joke with you on your radio show. It's been a pleasure. And everybody remember, stay inside. And if you go outside, make sure you wear a mask. And make sure you wash your hands and stay 6 feet away from anybody so you can have your social distance, because you don't want to infect anybody in your house. You don't want to bring the disease home to anybody. All right, DJ Papa D, back to the radio show. Let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back to the radio show in a minute.
So I've made it back to the train station, but all my group has left me. The only person that's waiting for me is my French teacher. And I was going to have to spend the night with him because he tried to get us a ticket out so that we could get to the bullfight Sunday morning. But there was no more trains out that night. So then we had to go find a hotel. And since it was just me and him, we only got one room with one bed. And I mean, I had to sleep in the bed with my French teacher. I really wasn't liking that idea. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm thinking he might try to make a move on me.
I want
So I got in there and played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers. And then I said, all right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money. So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas. And this man walked up to me, and he looked over my sodas, and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk, and he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him. And he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquettes fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up. And I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, whoa, he's on fire.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Happy Memorial Day to everybody around the world and everybody in Las Vegas. We are celebrating the death of those that died so that we can have freedom in America. The Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, and the Coast Guard, all that sacrificed their lives for the freedom that we have in the United States. We are the land of the free and the home of the brave. So we want to give thanks and remembrance to all those that died for our freedom. So, DJ Papa D, can you play the national anthem for an American song to end the show with? I want to thank my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for supporting the radio show on social media. And I want to thank my engineer, DJ Papa D, for playing the songs, the music, and playing the comedy shorts and playing the story that I told. May we celebrate Memorial Day with the closing of our song for the end of the radio show. And we'll be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock for another episode of our radio show. It'll be show number 399 tomorrow. And on Thursday, we'll be doing show number 400. So the show will go from 3 to 5 o'clock. We will have a 400 show celebration. So for Memorial Day, DJ Papa D plays the song. Happy Memorial Day to everybody.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.